Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
But you guys can always interact with us. 913-586-7965 on the Jay's Southland Tow Service text line. Video stream will be up and running momentarily on Facebook, YouTube, X, and Twitter. So make sure you guys subscribe to YouTube so you don't miss any of the shows here on 96.5 The Fan. All right, coming up 1 hour from now, Danan Hughes is going to join us, former Chiefs wide receiver. We'll talk Chiefs Commanders with him. Also, at 11:45, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes will speak right here on your home for the Chiefs, 96.5 The Fan. We'll also do a little fancy football discussion with Paul Charchian coming up at 12:30. And then in the 1 o'clock hour, there's no Cody Tapp today. It means there's no Professor Tapp. It means we have a substitute teacher or professor, and that professor today is none other than one Jay Binkley. I have no idea what lesson he has planned, but we will all find out together around 1:10 or so. He tells me he has a lesson planned for all of us. We will get to that later on. But let's start with the news of the day, not just in the sports world. It is one of the biggest stories, period, in the country today, and it centers around an FBI investigation around illegal poker games, sports betting rigged around the NBA. It involves a current NBA coach in Chauncey Billups, or current as in for now, not going to be a current NBA coach for much longer, a current NBA player in Terry Rozier, a current NBA assistant in Damon Jones, and of course, I think what they say, 28 other defendants tied to 4 organized crime families. It is a massive scandal. It is, if you're Adam Silver, if you're Roger Goodell, even though this one doesn't involve the NFL directly, if you're Rob Manfred of Major League Baseball, this is the kind of stuff that you fear every single day. The optics of the integrity of your sport being in question, and understandably so, after something like that today. Like, you know, if you listen to this show or have followed my Twitter handle and for many, many years, and I do the betting show on the station, all this, I'm obviously an advocate for sports betting and got a lot of thoughts on this today. And I welcome your guys' input as well on the text line. We can even take your calls today at some point if you want, 913-586-7965. But this is the nightmare stuff for the league, Spink, where let me make sure there's some clarity on exactly what happened today. There is Chauncey Billups, the Portland Trailblazers head coach. He's been charged in an illegal poker operation, so separate from the sports betting. Then you have Terry Rozier, the Miami Heat guard, former Cavs player and assistant coach Damon Jones, in a separate but related illegal gambling case that's actually tied to sports betting and fixing specifically with prop bets, specifically unders around a player. So the link between the why the FBI today had the press conference announcing both, the link is the organized crime link to the organized crime families that they are alleging. So I just want to clear that up because I said this with Bob and Dusty. I was on with them already, Bink. And there's people kind of putting the two together as if the whole thing is a sports betting case. It's not. One is illegal poker games, allegedly, and the other part is sports betting. So I just want to make sure there's some clarity there. But this is the biggest story of the day, Bink.
It is, because it involves everybody, because huge NBA fan or not, you probably dabble in the sports gambling because it's there and it's available. The poker thing is completely separate, but how many people have gone to the poker games? Now, clearly not the big
yeah, we're talking about like high dollar poker games. I mean, in this press conference today, the FBI alleged.
But they are separate. I mean, the poker thing's one thing. The NBA is a more troubling thing to me.
Well, sure, and that's the angle we'll talk more about. Yeah. But on the poker thing, yeah, it's alleged that essentially Chauncey Billups, current head coach of the Portland Trailblazers, they show him as a face of the operation, as in he was used to lure poker players in, and they allegedly had like X-ray glasses, tables. They had
which
the
is
card
bad
shop,
because
the
you're
card
an acquaintance, you're in the NBA making all this money, or right. You're on the side, and Chauncey's saying, "Hey, you want to come over for tonight?"
Card shuffling machines that were, you know, rigged as well. That's what's all alleged in this. And yeah, he's a NBA Hall of Famer. And then you have the sports betting side of it. This is just some of what the director of the FBI had to say today.
But as you now know, individuals such as Chauncey Billups, Damon Jones, and Terry Rozier were taken into custody today. Former, current NBA players and coaches. What you don't know is that this is an illegal gambling operation and sports rigging operation that spanned the course of years. The FBI led a coordinated takedown across 11 states to arrest over 30 individuals today responsible for this case, which is very much ongoing. Not only did we crack into the fraud that these perpetrators committed on the grand stage of the NBA, but we also entered and executed a system of justice against La Casa Nostra to include the Bonanno, Gambino, Genovese, and Lucchese crime families.
Just wild stuff this morning to hear that and the link to the NBA. Now, the details on the sports betting side, because I think that's where more people are interested, frankly, than illegal poker games. I'm not saying it's not a serious crime, but I think our audience is more interested on the sports betting side of it and the impact that it has on the integrity of the NBA and our view on the NFL and our view on the Major League Baseball. It was reported as well, I think, from ESPN earlier today that here's what happened with Rozier going back to March 23rd of 2023. It was a Hornets-Pelicans game. And all of a sudden, there was an unexpected surge of bets, including 30 wagers in 46 minutes from a professional bettor totaling $13,759. Came in on the under for Terry Rozier's points, under on his rebounds, under on his assists. And that at the time caused sportsbooks to halt betting on his props. Then, at the time with the Hornets, he played 10 minutes in the game before leaving with a foot injury. And that right there is the biggest issue right now with the prop betting market, and where I think if you're asking like what can be done to avoid this in the future and what the leagues have to be careful of, because here's the reality, and I get it, and I can defend it for the most part, but I understand the optics, which is if I'm a bettor and I bet on a player's over and it doesn't hit, what do you think now the reaction, Bank, is going to be from everybody that bets, or a lot of people that bet? Oh, maybe he intentionally didn't make a shot tonight. I'm not saying that's what's happening with every player by any means, but that's what today, once again, is open back up. You know, even tonight in an NFL game, it's much more challenging to do this in an NFL game. But if, you know, I'll just throw out a name randomly. Keenan Allen, your guy, Bink. Keenan Allen drops a touchdown pass tonight.
Why's it gotta be him?
I don't know. It's your guy. Keenan Allen drops a touchdown pass tonight. There will be somebody on social media or whatever,
anybody.
And they're going to say, oh, did he intentionally drop that touchdown pass? This is what should annoy all of us with this conversation. And I totally get why that will be people's reaction. I'm just saying it doesn't mean every single bet now is rigged. However, what has to happen to me, if you're the leagues, if you're Adam Silver, Roger Goodell, Rob Manfred, if you're the sportsbook partners, who also, by the way, believe it or not, were victims in this because they lost money on this as well. I know people don't believe that, but they did.
The casinos are going to be pissed.
You have got to have a real conversation. And if you're Adam Silver, immediately pressure sports books and say, hey, the unders are not going to be prop bets that we offer. They have to pressure these sports books. I think you're going to start to see legislation state by state that has legal sports betting. You're going to have some representative in Kansas. It would not surprise me next session that tries to introduce legislation, and understandably so, that says we're going to either limit the type of prop bet or try to ban them altogether. And I totally understand that that's the thought process. The NBA is the league in particular that has the biggest issue, Bank. Right? The NBA, this goes back to way before legalized sports betting as well. The NBA, it's an more individualized sport. It's way easier to, quote unquote, rig player props.
Especially with injuries. That's the big thing. Because you can sit out. Say, hey, it's bothered me. And then you sit out the rest of the game. That's big. Or you see now all the videos involving certain players just throwing the ball away, inexplicably throwing it in somebody else's hand. You can miss shots. You can do a lot of things. But you're going to see a lot of the videos now because people are searching back at it. Man, I just lost, you know, $1,000 on this game. And they'll go back and look at that and watch the player in that particular game and see what happens. But, yeah, unfortunately, this is what people are going to be blamed for. They just innocently lose a ball, you know, fumble a football or a ball bounce off your foot. People are going to think it's rigged, like you said. That's the unfortunate part is the trust. Like that trust gets broken. And then all of a sudden you start blaming players that are just doing innocently, you know, they're really legitimately hurt coming out of a game. And all of a sudden they're now being lumped in with the ones that are doing fake-wise because it's hurting the ones that are legit injuries.
Honestly, if I were not just the commissioner, but if I were the NFL PA, the NBA PA, the MLB PA, and this is someone that's very much pro sports betting, you guys know this. If I were those players' associations, I would be requesting the league to work with the sports betting partners to limit / get rid of player props. And this is someone that loves betting on player props. That, because think about it, if I'm a player in the league right now, especially the NBA, and I actually have a real injury, Bink, that I leave in the second quarter for. Now the assumption from a lot of people, because we've opened Pandora's box here, is going to be that, well, is he actually hurt? Or is he trying to screw me on my bet tonight? That is going to be what fans think. So if I'm an NBA player, I would want to go as the NBA PA to the league and to sports betting partners and say, I don't want you letting us bet on unders. I wouldn't want that to be the case because people are going to think something's going on.
100%, you're right. But people are just not trusting anything and not believing anything, right? Just look at the Chiefs, for example. Look at how many people think it's fake officiating. It's always going towards the Chiefs. But yet it happened all the time in that Detroit-Tampa Bay game, right? And then all of a sudden people are like, well, the Buccaneers are getting screwed in this game. Well, the officiating sucks. But I'm saying is there's a distrust, a made-up story, a real distrust of what's going on, so that's a problem.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's going to continue to be. You all right over there, Bink?
Oh, that's man's doing.
They were Fesco and them were just making some faces over there. But look, I think someone says, "Hey, just don't bet on player props." Look, that's for if you are somebody that
it's fun though.
It is fun, but look, if until they potentially have some more restriction, if you're somebody that thinks now that everything is rigged and set up, well, the simple thing is just don't bet, right? That's the simple part of it. If you actually think every single time now you're watching it's rigged, then don't bet. But I totally get anybody, especially on a day like today, that thinks, you know, there are player props that are fishy and all that. I will just say this, just because you lose a bet now does not mean that it's all rigged against you. That's all I would say. Like, that'd be the only thing. What do you think the overarching solution is to all of this? Is there a solution? Look, sports betting's not going away in this country, okay? Like, the states are not going to now reverse course in 35, 40 states, whatever it is now, are not going to all just ban sports betting. Not happening. Some of you wish that'll happen. I can promise you that's not happening. We're way past that. However, I focus in on the player props, and I think that is where we're going to see legislation and other limitations, and I totally understand why.
Yeah, it's at risk now through the player props. Doing the under is something you could still do if you just have the under available. The over, that's the risky one.
No, see, The under? No. The opposite. Unders are what can be manipulated. Exactly, overs can't be manipulated.
Well, overs can too, to some extent.
No, because if I'm Terry Rozier and I'm playing a game, I can tell you.
Well, he shoots an extra 10 shots. I mean,
No, see, that's where I'll disagree. I disagree on that part of it. It is way easier to rig an under than an over.
But coaches can. Because coaches can give the ball to a certain person at a certain time.
The player has to make the shot still, Bink.
But that, or touchdowns, you give it to a certain player over another one, that's who you have to score in the touchdown.
Still has obviously to score exactly a touchdown.
It could be manipulated more through coaching on the over.
Yeah, I disagree.
The prop bets, I agree with you on that, but they are fun. But that's the one thing in legislation you could do.
I think
both sides can be manipulated.
Gold's right. It's easier to manipulate the unders, but I get where you're going with it. Where Terry Rozier's like, nah, man, give me the ball, and I'm going to shoot 30 shots tonight because I'm getting those 10 threes.
He can.
Or acting like his teammates are just going to be like, oh, cool, man, no problem.
There are guys who just ball.
For Terry Rozier?
No, it's not, to me, it's not, you're rigging your chances of winning, essentially, not the bet. Where if you're rigging a bet, you can do the unders to win the bet.
I get it's easy to do, Alex.
The unders is where the problem is. If I am an NBA player, and again, we're really talking about the NBA here because it's just way easier to manipulate than any other sport. It just is because you can bet on points, rebounds, assists. Like, if I'm involved in this scheme, like allegedly Terry Rozier is, and I've got all these other individuals that I'm telling before the game, hey, I'm gonna leave the game doing an injury. Two quarters into the game, okay, the second quarter of the game, and I tell you, bet on my under points, rebounds, assists. If I leave for an injury, I can dictate that as the player. I can easily dictate that. If I tell you before the game, I'm going to make 7 threes tonight, I can't guarantee that. I may not make the damn shot.
But you can dictate assist. Instead of taking the shot, you're just dishing it off.
But your teammate has to also make the shot.
Of course they do. But instead of taking the shot, you're like, yeah. Hey, I'll just give it to somebody else.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I just firmly believe.
Yours is easier.
That's all I'm arguing. Yeah, like it is way easier for me if I'm involved in a scheme to tell you I'm not going to do something than I am going to do something.
The other way.
Sure, I guess it's not impossible, but I can't tell you my over under is 19.5 points. You know how many players would love to guarantee they're going to score over 20? They can't. People would be, if it was that easy, then we'd be talking about a completely different sport. I can't promise you I'm scoring over 20. I can promise you I'm not scoring 20, though. I can make sure. I got 19 points with 5 minutes to go in the game. I can make sure I never take a shot rest of the game.
You don't think major league managers can dictate a player's strikeouts? If 6 strikeouts is plus 270 or something, and 5 strikeouts right at plus 120, and you pull them out of the game. I'm just saying that can happen. Like a guy having 5 strikeouts, he gets pulled out of the game, so he can't get the 6.
But you also can't.
You open yourself up with that with all sports.
Well, everybody's going to have any conspiracy. Yeah. That's why this whole thing's a mess for the leagues, because what you just said, like any random person can come up with a theory they think that something's rigged. I mean, that's not a new concept.
I'm just saying that's a coaching aspect with the players. That can't happen. Because clearly we saw a coach get nailed from it.
Anything can happen. I mean, that's what today's all about, is that the theories you're throwing out there, everybody can throw out there now, because it is now shown that, at least in a different atmosphere, that something can be fixed. And
people
so,
are all this, everything's rigged stage now.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Is like we people were doing that before today, but not, today is a day in which you have a little more credence behind it, admittedly. I can't argue that. I'm just saying I don't think now that every single aspect of sports we watch is rigged. And some people will take that stance, and that's fine. I will say today, sports betting, what I mentioned with Terry Rozier and how they caught him, and Cody and I always argue about this back and forth, and I don't know where your stance is. My stance still is, for those that say this is only happening now, that sports wagering is legal, I push back on that, because one, we know in the NBA in particular, there was gambling scandals before legalized sports wagering. Hell, we know the Black Sox stuff, that was way before legalized sports betting. The
college teams have been involved in point shaving long before this.
Right. So I always push back on that. And some people say I get defensive about it, and I probably do, because I think it's incorrect. Scandals are not happening more now just because sports betting is legal. You know how they caught Terry Rozier? Because a third party that the leagues and the sports books pay have algorithms that detect irregularities. What was this exact scenario I just mentioned? Unexpected surge of bets, 30 wagers in 46 minutes, totaling $13,759 on unders, points, rebounds, assists. That's going to cause people's you know, alarm bells to go off. And in fact, computers' alarms to go off. That's what I'm saying. If you're betting in Costa Rica with, you know, name your offshore company, Bovada or whoever, everybody that's bet before knows those names, they don't have the same things in place. The FBI can't go that direction as much as they can with this. Whereas your FanDuel, DraftKings, etc. And if I make a bet on FanDuel and I just made my account today, guys, and randomly I'm deciding to bet on first half Norfolk State to cover in a basketball game, $5,000. That's sketchy. That's weird. You just made, and wait, now Drew's account's doing that too. Now Bink's account's doing that too. Alarm bells go off when that happens. That's something that they could not detect 8 years ago.
So I think to the question of, or to the point of everybody saying everything is rigged and all of that stuff, I think sports gambling has its role in why it's become such a thing. And that's not like, again, it's not that it's, that's just how people take it. But I think because of the promotion of it, because of the, of this is brought to you by this,
sure,
it feels like the, and it's not the sports book's fault or anything like that necessarily. I don't think it's just people rely, they bet so much that they just fall on the, and we use odds so much, the odds are popped up on the screen all the time, mm-hmm, that if something doesn't go right, then it's rigged. That's, I think, the gambling tie-in to how we view sports is causing people to just fall on, well, it's rigged, well, it's not rigged, and it's just become not a disaster of sports conversation, but it feels like that's, we don't actually talk about the game as much as we do, well, it's rigged because of this and because all of this other stuff. And that's, I think, partially because of the promotion of gambling and how we've how we see it all of the time. Like how the Portland Trailblazers, mm-hmm, no pun intended with, mm-hmm, this whole story, they have an odds person who, during games for the local broadcast, will talk about the odds and analytics, right, side of things and live odds of betting during the broadcast of the games.
We see it in NFL games. I mean, Sunday Night Football has, yeah. Yeah. We'll update that. I think it's separate from the sports betting probe today by the FBI with Terry Rozier, but what you're arguing is more the advertising aspect of it. And
as to why it's rigged. Yeah.
And it's in people's faces. And we've discussed on this show, I think you're going to see, unrelated to today, because I think it's a separate conversation, to me, you're going to see a pullback nationwide. I don't know if it has to come at the federal level or the state level on the advertising components and how you advertise sports betting. Similar to, and this was well before I was born, but similar to how there was a pullback on cigarette commercials, like, you know, the Marlboro Man commercials and stuff, like, we don't see those on TV anymore, right?
Or there's a reason. Like,
I think you're going to have, in a way, like, warning label-ish type stuff, if that makes sense, right? Like,
no, 100% agree.
I think you're going to, now, I think it's still going to be involved in sports broadcasting very heavily. I don't think that's going away, guys. But the fact that every commercial is this or that, or I think that will be something nationwide there's going to be more of an emphasis on. But I think that's completely unrelated to today.
Well, where do you come out with this, though? The Lakers, Raptors, Hornets, Trailblazers. Speaking of Trailblazers, where teams bet on using inside.
And the Lakers.
Insider, Lakers, yeah. Raptors, Hornets, and Trailblazers bet on using insider information in the gambling. That could come from anywhere, the insider information.
Yeah, clear up that what you just said, though, for a second. Just clear up what you said, because
I said the Lakers, Raptors, yeah, Hornets, Trailblazers were teams bet on.
There you go.
Not that they did anything. Yeah, they were bet on, yeah, using insider information. That could have come from anywhere. Could have come from a disgruntled player. Could have come from a training staff, a broadcast. It could have come from anywhere. But there were four teams that were bet on using insider information. Now the question is, where did this inside information come from? Was it a player? Was it a trainer? Was it them? But anyway, four teams now involved. And this is the tip of the iceberg. This is why four teams mentioned here. Could be a lot more.
Yeah, this all initially, the news today, if you're just turning in to the show, or tuning into the show, sorry, and I mean, it's everywhere. This is not just a sports talk radio thing today. It was on the lead. It was one of the leads on Good Morning America. I mean, it's a national story today. Again, the FBI announced 30-plus people were arrested today involved in, on one hand, a illegal poker scheme, allegedly, involving criminal enterprises and organized
deals,
crime.
Yeah, separate deals.
But the link is the same crime family. You've got an NBA head coach, an active one involved on the legal poker side. You've got a current NBA player and a current NBA assistant involved on the sports betting side of things and potentially rigging player under bets or over under bets. That's where we're at today. We're going to talk plenty more about this throughout the show. I mean, I could talk for 4 hours about it today. to me, it's fascinating. It's also, again, worst case scenario for the sports leagues today, and we'll see what the trickle down effect is. But this all stems from Jonte Porter. Remember, 2 years ago, I think it's been at this point, he was initially involved, and then that investigation brought them to today. And so the question will be, what else now stems? Who else talks now? And do they find out there's other people involved? I mean, Gilbert Arenas was arrested like a year or so ago for allegedly setting up illegal poker games as well, high-level poker games. I mean, this is not a new concept of what is going on. We'll see where this all goes today, but we'll get back to
that. Our NBA PR has been able to move away from the poker thing. So,
yeah.
Honestly, with Chauncey Billups, I can see him trying to move away from that deal really quickly.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.